They pulled up a bit tight there today, did you?
Yeah, just a little back spasm, you know. I think we were in the video room for too long, I guess. No, that's a joke. Just a little tight, I think. Been amping up the workload a little bit. We only have one game a week, so we've been practicing pretty hard, trying to get ready for the finals and trying to get sharp. So just a little precautious things that I set out and make sure it doesn't get any worse.
There's been a few of you guys on the sidelines. Do you think everyone will be okay to play?
Yeah, you know, we're trying to rest Casey. Obviously, he has a... Can you please go away? That's why I laughed. A few guys on the sideline. Yeah, I mean, it's rest. Like we say, we have finals coming up. We don't want anybody having a little niggling injuries. So we're trying to keep everybody fresh and just being careful, I guess. We had a tough loss on the weekend, and coming back after 2 days off, I think everybody's a little stiff still, so slowly working our way into things, and have a day off tomorrow, and on Wednesday we're going to hit it hard and trying to get ready for Sydney. Is that who we play next?
Yeah. Sydney. Well, spent a lot of time in the video room today. What were you guys discussing?
I think it was in a lot of silly mistakes. Didn't follow the game plan coach had for us, and I think it's more of a discipline thing. He's trying to get across to us. The simple mistakes we made that cost us the game. We have to focus a bit more. Just little things, you know. We played pretty well towards the end. We had a shot at the last minute to win the game, which was tough for us. And then going into overtime, I think it's just a little mental lapse that we lack on defense and offense. And I think guys, knowing when to shoot at the right time that are open, and us trying to share the ball. I think against Illawarra, we had a season best assist, you know. So I think moving the ball, that's the point he's trying to get across to us. I think moving the ball, we'd be a pretty deadly team.
Trevor spoke just then about taking better care of the ball. Has that become a big focus at this time of the season?
Yeah, of course. 18 turnovers for us is a lot. From the last game, it's a lot of turnovers for us, you know, especially if they're running out and punishing us from our stupid mistakes. So taking care of the ball has definitely been our problem throughout the season. And I think coming into the finals, we need to take care of it a bit more. I think guys just get a bit too excited, you know, sometimes, and we do silly mistakes. But I mean, it's coming towards the finals now, and we are really looking into that, and coach been doing a good job emphasizing it for us, not to turn the ball over, so that's our main focus as well.
Over time against Melbourne, you're on the bench the whole time. What was the thinking there?
Ooh.
Yourself.
I played 20 minutes. It's
yeah,
a little
overtime.
I mean, overtime, obviously you want to get out there and play. It was the coach's decision not to put me on, which is fair enough. Most of it got to do with the matchup problem, I guess. They have a stretch four, and then they had Hakeem Warwick, which was difficult for me to guard at times with the pick and roll, and he got fouled out. In the overtime, I was trying to get myself ready mentally, and I was expecting to get on, but I didn't get on. But we were pretty tight towards the end, and coach did the game plan. He wanted to play who was playing well and what group was rolling at the time, and we trust him, and then he trusts us, and whatever he tells us to do, we do it. So at the end of the game, I cannot sit there and whinge about it. You know, I just have to be ready at all times, because I don't know when my number is going to be called to get up in overtime or in regular time.
Is that hard to mentally to deal with when you're sitting on the pine?
Of course, if I've been having a good start like I have offensively, it's tough, you know. You're trying to, you get there and you're itchy to get back out there, you know. But then sometimes you have to understand that it's not all about yourself, it's all about the team. And he, like I said, he put what five we had that worked best, and got us into overtime, and then he rolled with that. And you know, sometimes you win some and sometimes you lose some, so it's got to let that slip.
Does it make it hard this time of year, you know, not yet with the energy of the playoffs kind of coming to the end? And does it get hard to concentrate and keep that kind of energy up?
It shouldn't, but coming into playoffs, you know, we're trying to focus one game at a time, and trying to get that energy. I think we had a few days off before, well, not a few days off, we practiced without any games. I think we lacked a little bit of energy coming into the game, but it's a focus that we have to emphasize as well, that coming into the playoffs, we need a lot of energy as well. But with niggling injuries and stuff like that, it's hard to deal with kind of something like that. So coming into the playoffs, we need to find some sort of energy, especially at home. So every game now has to be a war for us, and we have to come up with that mentality that every possession counts.